This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time to back on the 7 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to those of you who celebrate. Dallas is celebrating this morning, aren't they?
Should be. They get the number one pick in the draft. They get Cooper Flagg. After losing Luka, they get Koopa.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Koopa Flagg, baby.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yesterday, we were blessed with some audio of the wonderful man. His name is Chris Sims. He let us know how he feels about Howie Roseman.
Everybody looks at the Eagles. The Eagles, something I've said kind of into last year, right? I think about midway last year, I was kind of like, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. They're the best team in football. It's not even close. The Eagles are, I would say, the most well-built, well-orchestrated football team maybe we've seen this century, okay? That's the first thing. I mean, this is like no weakness anywhere. It's the best offensive line in football. It's the best D-line in football. It's the best running back in football. It's maybe the best duo of receivers in football, right? It's a damn good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. The secondary's young but super talented.
That's all of it, huh? That's Chris Sims there. So, I mean, is he wrong? He's not right? For me, it's always the race to crown the next instead of realizing what we have here in Kansas City with the Chiefs. And it seems to me, and again, this could be bitter Chiefs fan perception on this, but it feels like to me that we are so quick and never really wanted to embrace the Kansas City Chiefs truly from a national perspective like we want to embrace the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a very good team, obviously, a Super Bowl winning team, and they do a lot of good things correct. And it seems like it has become, maybe only in my world, this battle royale between Brett Veach and with Howie Roseman of who's built the best teams. It feels like the talking heads, the ball washers for the NFL, they just continue to praise Howie Roseman. I don't recall Brett Veach ever getting this much love for putting together the team. Obviously, you have Andy Reid in place, and that takes a lot away from where we, you know, go when it comes to Brett Veach or truly anybody else on this roster. Do the Eagles have a great roster? Hell yes, they do. Are they better at the Chiefs at certain positions? Yeah, they are at defensive line. But ultimately, they're not better than the Chiefs at quarterback and head coach. And that, for me, is ultimately where you start the determination of who the best teams are in the NFL. And the Chiefs had a bad game. We know that against the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. It happens. But it's almost like they are so happy from a national level that we saw the Chiefs go down. We're ready to praise everybody else and almost forget that the Chiefs are still in the midst of their dynasty and they're still moving this thing forward and they're still a better football team than just about everybody else save the Philadelphia Eagles because they got bragging rights at this point in time. But it's almost like the Philadelphia Eagles have passed the Chiefs and the Chiefs have been totally forgotten by a lot of these folks in the national media. And I think that's going to drive them more. I think that's going to push them more. I think that's going to create that negative energy that they thrive off of and that they need. And that is good. But I mean, the praise for the Philadelphia Eagles and building their roster has been like something I've never seen, even when the Chiefs were running through all this. People always wanted to point to a hole in their roster. Oh, well, they don't have a good enough wide receivers, or they don't have a good enough left tackle, or they don't have a good enough defense, or good enough that. And they beat everybody, and they answered all of those calls. And it's like they couldn't wait for the Chiefs to go away, and now you've got everybody loving up the Philadelphia Eagles when the Chiefs have a pretty damn good roster as well. I think the left tackle position is such a major focal point for a lot of people right now that it's bringing down the perception of this entire organization. And quite honestly, we don't know what the left tackle position is going to be like. And when we don't know something, we assume negative and we assume the worst. And I still think there are people out there that don't believe that the left tackle position has been solved in Kansas City.
Everybody looks at the Eagles. The Eagles, something I've said kind of into last year, right? I think about midway last year, I was kind of like, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. They're the best team in football. It's not even close. The Eagles are, I would say, the most well-built, well-orchestrated football team maybe we've seen this century, okay? Yeah. That's the first thing. I mean, this is like no weakness anywhere. It's the best offensive line in football. It's the best D-line in football. It's the best running back in football. It's maybe the best duo of receivers in football, right? It's a damn good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. The secondary's young but super talented.
So the best team that we've seen this century.
That's tough.
I mean, the New England Patriots did have a 20-year run in this century. The Chiefs have had a 7-year dominance in this century, and the Eagles have one Super Bowl championship.
I think where I pick up a little bit on his side is that the Chiefs have maybe had one of the top three best quarterbacks of the century, so they don't need the best team. The Chiefs have never had the best offensive line. The Chiefs have never had the best defensive line. The Chiefs have never had the best secondary. The Chiefs have had good secondary. In fact, it was great 2 years ago with Snead and McDuffie. You weren't throwing on that team. In fact, they didn't allow a receiving touchdown until I think Buffalo in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't need all of that because of what they have. So he's not wrong, but he's extremely
focused on team. Whereas the Chiefs won a Super Bowl because, and I will always believe in this, because of Patrick Mahomes. When they went 11-6 and they didn't have a wide receiver in the building, that was because they had Patrick Mahomes. If that was Jalen Hurts, they lose in the first, they don't make the playoffs.
Probably not.
And that's because you have to cater that. Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback.
Right.
Is he top five? No. Is he top seven? No. Is he top 10? For sure. Can a top 10 quarterback win, or I guess a top five quarterback should and could win a Super Bowl on their own? Josh Allen won the MVP last year and they got rid of a lot of his options. He's still better than Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Hurts, they went and got Saquon Barkley. They've built that offensive line. Good for them. They took chances on their defensive line of guys that were questionable. That's on them. And it's worked out. And what they've done is they've gotten two wide receivers that they went and paid for with A.J. Brown. They went and drafted, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner out of college. And it worked. Those are all good trophy points for Howie Roseman. But that's where him and Veach are different. Where Roseman had to build a team around a guy that is not the best quarterback, Brett Veach went and found that quarterback, scouted that quarterback, told Dorsey, told Clark, told Andy, told all these guys, hey, this guy might change your franchise to where might make things a little bit easier. We don't have to get things right everywhere else in the top five. So that's the advantage that, like, I will always have Brett Veach having over Roseman. You could say that Dorsey drafted Veach. That's fine. But the thing is, Brett found Mahomes. We know that. We've heard stories. We've got literally from the word of Mahomes, the word, the mouth of Nagy and the mouth of Andy Reid that told us what Brett Veach did when he went down to Texas Tech. And so, like, that's where, like, the advantage is. Like, he found and beat the system. He found the quarterback that's not really flawed that much. Whereas, like, Howie Roseman said, I've got to be really good at building my team around this guy because he's not that guy. So, whereas I think that Philadelphia is a good team, yes. Do I think that there's a lot of Chiefs fatigue? 1,000%.
No doubt.
1,000%. I mean, yeah. For a decade, Bob, they've been the best team in their division. They're going to win their division for a 10th consecutive year. They're going to go to the playoffs again. They've been to the AFC Championship. Every single year, Mahomes has been a quarterback. They've been in the Super Bowl 5 years of the last seven that he's been a starter. He's just now turning 30. And I think we do get Brett Veach. I just think that, like, fortunately slash unfortunately, we're here. So, like, our fans and our listeners do more than just, you know, use buzz names. Like, that's why a lot of people are like, well, the offense, whereas, like, outside perspective for the Royals, like, you guys won, like, 17 to 20 games. Like, that's pretty good. It's like, yeah, but if you go inside the city, you understand, like, where the nitpicking happens. Whereas, like, the Chiefs, like, are averaging, like, 3.5 yards a carry. It's like, you guys are 14-1.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but, like, again, we go back to earlier conversations. That's where expectations are. That's where you get inside your own city. But again, I think Brett Veach is still one of those guys where it's like, man, that GM in Kansas City, outside of Kansas City, people are like, guy seems to keep nailing it. Every draft, it seems to be an A. Every draft move, it seems to be like B plus A. It's like Josh Simmons works out. It's like Brett Veach, man.
Yeah, so it's weird how organization structures work, because in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman is the king. In Kansas City, Andy Reid is the king. Your GM is the king in Philadelphia. Your head coach is the king here in Kansas City. And I don't think there's a right or a wrong way to do it. It just depends on who you have in those positions. And I think even Howie Roseman, I think he did at one point in time, took a back seat to Andy Reid in Philadelphia because Andy Reid was the guy and should be the guy. But for Chris Sims to say it's the greatest roster this century, I mean, Philadelphia has one championship. I have a hard time crowning somebody who has been up, down, like what did they do last year? They got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, barely limped in, you know, to the postseason
lost
and whatnot.
Lost
six of their last seven games. The Chiefs haven't lost six games combined, you know, this is something that like really bothers me, because what the Chiefs are doing is a lot more difficult than what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing. You can go out there, ask the Los Angeles Rams, hit it and quit it, win a championship and be done. The Kansas City Chiefs have sustained success basically since 2017, 2018, when Patrick Mahomes first came onto the scene. They've changed their roster over, I don't know how many times. There are like five people available available, and three of them are specialists that have been here for this entire run. And so that's why I look at what Brett Veach has done here in Kansas City as better than what anybody else has done in the current NFL. Give credit to the New England Patriots for 20 years. But when you're constantly changing your roster over and bringing in new pieces, and it's seamless additions, and for the most part, everybody just hits the ground running other than Kadarius Toney and maybe Joshua Uche or a player here or there. For the most part, this roster has turned over probably three times in this Mahomes era, and they still end up in the AFC Championship game, and they still end up in the Super Bowl. Find me another organization that is doing that. So the roster may not be consistent over these last 8 years, but man, it's harder to do what Brett Veach is doing than it is for anybody else right now in the NFL, because once you have that target on your back, once you're the team, once you're that organization that everybody wants to beat, they're coming at you, guns a-blazing, they're ready to take you down, and they stem the tide every single time and end up back in the AFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. It really is remarkable, and I think a lot of times what's going on here in Kansas City with the Chiefs gets absolutely 100% taken for granted in Kansas City at times, and I think elsewhere as well. Like, we're not realizing that this roster has changed over so much at so many different positions, but the Chiefs continue to end up in the AFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. Think about that for a minute before you declare the Philadelphia Eagles as the greatest roster franchise of the century when you're dealing with two dynasties ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Week 10 Monday Night Football has been announced because you were pining to know.
Week what?
Week 10, Monday Night Football.
That's the one ABC is choosing to announce, ESPN.
Philadelphia Eagles, the best team in the last century, and the Green Bay Packers.
Nice.
Some more NFL leaks on the other side because it's not so Christmassy anymore. Plus, we get to one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
On a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Tomorrow is the official schedule release for the NFL. Guess the Maloney's Cup got hidden already. The Mice of Men, Bob and or Mac and Maloney just out here.
It's true.
Slaying exactly. Mice, man.
That's exactly right.
There have been certain games already announced that will be played when the NFL schedule does start. As Thursday, September 4th, the first game of the season has been announced, Cowboys at Eagles. Friday, September 5th, is the game in Brazil. That will be the Chargers and Chiefs. Chiefs playing visitors to that. Monday, November 10th, Eagles at Packers was just announced.
Eagles, Packers, huge Monday night, week 10.
Had to know that one. Yeah. Friday, November 28th, Bears at Eagles. So there's another Friday.
Friday, November 28th. So that's Black Friday, Bears and Eagles. I like that one. Okay.
Saturday, December 20th, Eagles at Commanders.
Okay. So and the Eagles are taking over for the Chiefs in all the primetime games this year.
Cool.
I'm good with
early
that.
Early bedtimes.
Yeah.
And then obviously yesterday it was announced, I don't know if I should say obviously, but yesterday it was announced that the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Denver Broncos on Christmas night, December 25th, on a Thursday this year. So Chiefs play on Christmas again for the third consecutive year. Again, they're not Christmas's team, but they are playing for a third consecutive year, announced yesterday that they will host the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I like the night game aspect of this thing. It's a lot better than having the noon Christmas Day game. You know, at least with the night game, you could do Christmas, right? Kids come down the stairs at 3 o'clock in the morning. They open their gifts and whatnot, and you do your Christmas stuff in the morning and in the early afternoon, and say, all right, let's go watch the Chiefs game at night. I like the night aspect of this one, and my wife and I were pretty excited about it too. You know, like, all right, we'll take this game, off your hands, and we'll go to this game, Richard. So Christmas Day, mark us down for that one. That'll be one of the four that we take this year with the tickets that we split. So I'm excited about that. She was pretty excited about that as well, because you do get to do your Christmas holiday. You get to do all your great stuff for Christmas, and then you don't necessarily have to get out to the game 6 hours before and tailgate if it's on Christmas and you don't want to do that. Show up closer to game time, go in, and watch the game. I think that could be a fun game for a lot of people to attend, because you got that Christmas spirit, dressed as Santa Claus, night game, Denver Broncos late in the season, could be the division on the line, you know, with that great defense that Denver's going to have this year, Bo Nix in year two. Like, it's got the makings of a really powerful football game. And I do like the fact that this year Christmas is on a Thursday, and I'm more okay with games being on Thursday, because we're used to that in the NFL, than having Christmas on a Tuesday or Wednesday like the last couple of years and finagling the Chiefs onto Christmas Day, you know, into weird days of the week. I do like that it is Thursday, and I really do like that it's the night game. I don't know what people feel about that and how fans are reacting to that and season ticket holders are reacting to that one, but I feel it's a better reaction than noon on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I still hate it. I don't like it.
Gotcha.
I'm done with it. It's like, yeah, it's beneficial for some to go at night and hang out, but there's still people that have to work that game. They have to leave in the afternoon to get to the stadium again. I can already hear people on the text line. They signed up for their job. They did. They didn't sign up for Christmas night. It is what it is. I'll stay at home. I'll watch it on the TV. Obviously, it will be on the TV. I think that's fine. It gives your family maybe a little bit more of a tradition. Maybe like if you are season ticket holders, I do think there is a better advantage of it being at night. From a spoiled perspective of, hey, at least you can, like Bob said, get your stuff done throughout the day. Not everybody is one family household. Mm-hmm. Some people have to go to their wife's house. Some people have to go to their husband's family's house. Some people have divorced parents, and Christmas is an all-day event where you plan morning at your house, then you have afternoon at your, one relative's house, and at night you do this. And now it's like, well, we have Chiefs tickets, so maybe you're the couple from four Christmases, and you're like, hey, we got to go to a Chiefs game. Sorry, can't come over to, Gam Gam's house for Christmas presents. But again, I don't know. I would like to see other teams play on Christmas that don't involve, the local area. But again, hey, if Christmas is your thing and that's how you want to spend it, then so be it. I'm okay with it.
And I think, and if you don't want to do it, that's fine too. Because there's a game on doesn't mean you have to go or you have to watch or you have to be, in tune with that. I know we'd all like to do that, obviously, but hey, if you got other things that are going on that prevent you from watching that game or prevent you from watching that game live, to completely understand. I mean, so I'm talking like from my schedule, from where I am in life, where we are as a family, this Christmas night game actually works nicely for us. I think for you too, Mac, you were kind of excited about this one yesterday as well when the schedule came out. It's too bad Ralph isn't letting you near that bus anymore. But hey, I mean that's besides the point. But I think that's the type of game that can be fun in the parking lot. I think people are going to be in a really good mood, for that game to be out there. It's the holiday week. I think there's a lot to be excited about, for that noon game. And again, if it doesn't fit into your schedule, don't do it. Or for that Christmas Day game, it doesn't fit in your schedule, don't do it. I don't really care. But I think when you look at it and you understand where we are as a franchise, this is just going to be the way going forward as long as the Chiefs are on top and we have Patrick Mahomes and it becomes must-see TV. We're going to kind of be in these games. And I guess it would mean that we're probably not going to play on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, you wouldn't give the Chiefs Thanksgiving Day if you're going to give them Christmas Day. So I would imagine that's off the calendar. So for a lot of folks, that's a good thing as well. And, if it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But that's kind of where we are in the NFL right now. They don't care about our schedules. They just care about making the most money possible. And as long as these games continue to generate dough, they're going to place these games wherever they want, as long as somebody's willing to scratch a check for them.
Yep. NFL's just going to keep doing it until they're going to stale themselves out, because it's coming eventually.
You say that, and I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I'm worried about that. What I'm also worried about, too, is that the NFL, with their new TV contract coming due, pulls their games off of CBS, Fox, NBC, and ABC, and makes every game something similar to what baseball is. I was having lunch with some folks the other day, and one of the guys at lunch said, well, now that the Royals aren't on TV anymore, .. I'm like, well, they are, but that's the perception. The NFL doesn't need to get that way. The NFL made its money and became the biggest sport in the world by giving you their games for free. If you are a Chiefs fan in Kansas City, it doesn't cost you one dime to stay at home and watch every single game. And if the NFL ever goes away from that, that is when the NFL will go the way of Major League Baseball and the Dodo Bird.
It's close. 10 different streaming devices or 10 different networks enabled to watch the games this year. Christmas night's on Amazon Prime, so you have to have that on Thursday night, which a lot of people, I assume, have that.
Well, but Netflix for the first two games, and then Amazon Prime for the third game.
So it's not on TV.
Well,
it's,
it will be in Kansas. I'm sure 41 will have.
I'm talking nationally.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're out of the area and your local team isn't playing on these holidays and you want to watch these games, yeah, then you better subscribe to Netflix or to Amazon.
Keep it up, NFL.
And look how many people subscribed to Netflix last year during that Christmas Day, you know, doubleheader that they had. What did they say? 25 million people.
So it was absurd. I mean,
people went there because they wanted to have their fix. And, you know, we say if they go off of free TV, it may doom them. But again, you had 25 million people sign up for Netflix to watch the Steelers and the Chiefs play each other on Christmas Day.
And then Netflix raised their prices. Weird how that works. Netflix is now $29.99 a month, but you get the NFL for three games.
You do. Yeah.
Great.
I mean, we say it every year, like Peacock during the postseason. Oh, nobody's going to watch on Peacock. 25 million people signed up for Peacock and watched that game. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I'm sure everybody, you know, for the most part, has some sort of Amazon account or password. So that's not a big deal. We're used to Amazon now. But again, I still believe if they take these games off of free TV, they're doing a major disservice to themselves, and it will be that Midas touch. You can't touch everything and turn it to gold. Eventually, you're going to have no people, nothing left. We all know that story. That's where the NFL is right now. Be careful. I know you want to grow these revenues, but be careful you don't grow them to a point where you push that casual fan away.
Yeah, they're going to go full Quiznos. They're just going to keep opening franchises, and you can't get the same quality. Real quick before we get into one word, did you know that Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice are the 13th, or I guess it's wide receiver twos? Xavier Worthy is the 13th ranked number two wide receiver on those. There are four rookies ahead of him. They have Travis Hunter ahead of Xavier Worthy and this ranking.
I don't understand how a rookie can be ahead of any quote-unquote proven veteran in any sport. We don't know what Travis Hunter's going to be in the NFL. He may turn out to be the best. He may turn out to be the biggest bust. We don't know where he's going to be. But we do know what Xavier Worthy has done in the NFL. And for me, what Xavier Worthy has done in the NFL is better than anything that we've seen out of Travis Hunter. We don't know what he's going to be, but we love the unknown in sports more than the known. It's more fun to talk about the unknown than it is the known.
Oh, for sure. Potential? That sells.
Yeah.
I take that back. They have one rookie in Travis Hunter, but they have tandems that have rookies ahead of him. They have Mike Williams as the number eight.
What?
Ahead of Xavier Worthy.
The hell?
They have George Pickens in Dallas as number six, Chris Godwin number five, Cooper Kupp number four, Devontae Adams number three, Devonta Smith number two, and T. Higgins number one. I'm kind of on the downfall for Cincy. I'm kind of over Cincy. Rookie doesn't want to play on his rookie contract. Doesn't want to sign it. Hendrickson's getting ghosted via text message, and everybody else is happy.
But
it's a rough franchise. But let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I had a sad sports night, but a lot of people here didn't. The Kansas City Royals went off last night. Offensively, seven runs through four innings. What we've been yearning for. The defense almost slipped up. They were able to finish off the job. One word on the Royals' offense last night.
Normal!
New normal?
Yeah, that's the normal. Let's go. Continue to do it that way. Don't be abnormal and score you one or two runs. Be normal. Score four or more. Let's go.
Successful.
It's like Rob Britton gave the stat on our Instagram page. You can find it on the Fan 96.5.
Good stat.
15-1 when they score four or more runs. They scored four or more last night. They're now 16-1 while scoring four or more runs. So it can be done, and when it is done, thy will be done on the field with four or more. So, yeah.
Is there something that you see when they score four or more runs? Like, oh, that's why? Or is it just...
Just pitching is already great. Like, Michael Wacha has a 3 ERA, lowest run support in Major League Baseball. He got four runs last night. It probably felt like somebody gave him an all-inclusive, like, resort at some place. Like, I can have all of this? All of this is mine? Yes, relax, enjoy. Oh, man. Thank you. Normally I have to, you know, scrape and claw and get what I can, like the crumbs. Get four runs. His pitching staff seems relieved. I think that's the answer to your question. They see four runs. You know, normally I get two. I've got one to give, maybe two to give. Yeah. I can play more relaxed. You're giving me more confidence to the most confident pitching staff in the league. It's big news right there.
Scary stuff. Bob earlier talked about a possible name for the Kansas City Royals when they're in need of a bat. One word on Rafael Devers.
Exciting. He is on the trade block. Obviously, Philadelphia is sniffing around. They need an upgrade at third base for Alec Bohm. They don't like him. But, I mean, I think this move would, if it ever happens, and I'm like, you know, 0% sure that it would happen, but it's an interesting name, fills a need, and it puts John Sherman, I think, in a different light for a lot of fans who still don't believe that he wants to win for whatever reason. Like, he hasn't done enough to prove that he wants to win in Kansas City. You go out and had an 8-year contract with Rafael Devers at like $300 million. What else does the gentleman need to do to prove to fans that he's all in on this baseball team? You do something like that, man, you get a third baseman, you get a bat, and you get the street cred from your fan base. Go, this is our owner now? Hell yeah, John!
Yeah, the guy absolutely raked against the Royals over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bob mentioned the home run that he hit to the moon or completely over the batter's eye. It's a no for me. I'm good. I don't like this guy's personality. I don't like what he's done on a team that needs, that's similar to the Royals, young, up and coming, could be successful, went and got a good player, went and got the best defensive third baseman in baseball, and it's, nah, it's my position. Okay. Fair enough. Sounds good. So it's a no.
Okay, going over to the NBA real quick. Michael Jordan announced yesterday, or NBC rather, announced that Michael Jordan would be a contributor on their network next year when they start running the NBA yet again for the first time in lots of years. We don't know what contributor means, but one word on Michael Jordan on your television next year.
He's boring.
Oh.
I remember when NBC rolled Joe Montana out after he was done playing. I think they rolled him back in very fast. He was not good. I think if they do it the right way, like Jordan needs to sit down with MJ. That needs to be the first thing that he does for NBC.
With LeBron?
Absolutely. Yes. What did I say?
Jordan with MJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, he could interview him. That would actually be pretty cool. You know, like we've seen that before, right? Sit down and interview yourself type of thing. No, LeBron. That needs to be the first thing that NBC does. It will be the most watched sports interview of all time.
For sure.
People will be talking about that. MJ interviewing LeBron needs to be the first thing out of the gate for NBC. They clearly want to make a splash with getting the NBA back.
Heck yeah.
How else do you make a splash having the greatest interview the greatest, man? That would be must-see, I think, compelling TV.
Oh, yeah.
They may not say a damn thing, but MJ and LeBron sitting down together and MJ interviewing LeBron, I mean, I'd be all over that.
Exciting would be my word, because I think they're going to use him, as we saw from Carrington yesterday, they're going to use him as like a voiceover. It's the new season for the NBA. Some people want to be the GOAT, but we know who that is.
Yeah.
Like throw shade throughout the voiceover.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Or what you do is, if you're NBC and you're smart, you do the same thing that TNT did with Shaq and Chuck and Kenny and Ernie. And you put Jordan and Isaiah Thomas together.
But the problem
is, add another name.
Geez. Jordan isn't self-deprecating enough to do that.
No, but
he hates Isaiah Thomas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like Shaq isn't really self-deprecating. Shaq likes to give everybody else crap, and then everybody else gives Shaq crap. But Shaq's never like, I'm just a big dumb idiot. But what do I know? He's always like, that ain't true. That ain't right. I think this is the most pivotal game of the series. Game 3. Surely it wasn't. But no, I love it for Jordan. If they do it that way,
like throw the shade and like, have you seen the Harrison Ford Jeep commercial?
Yeah, I love that.
He's like,
yeah.
Even though my last name is.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. Okay. Yeah.
It is actually really good.
It's a great commercial.
So,
yeah.
Get him with the right people to do it. But man, could you imagine like a TNT setup on NBC and it's Isaiah Thomas, Jordan, and I don't know, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, somebody from that generation to bring it to that station? Because that's
That'd
what
be
that Chuck, Shaq, Kenny, same generation. And then you throw Ernie in there, who's the only sane one. Pair Jordan with some people he doesn't like and let the personalities come out. Put Bird on there.
Yeah, that would be
That's
nice.
That's a good one. That's
Thomas
one.
Bird, Jordan.
I just don't know that Jordan has the chops to do it, though. I probably not.
I don't know either. I don't know if Bird does either.
I don't think Shaq does either. Yeah. There's times I watch him like, what did he say?
Yeah.
No, but I mean like the ability to do it is what I'm saying. Like to do a full season, to be able to take that ribbing back and forth, to be like – I don't know that Jordan has that much to say. Like Charles is very opinionated. As we know, Jordan has never taken a side on anything. He wants to be mutually liked by everybody.
Yep.
You got to be willing to be bold on that pregame show if you're going to do it that way. And if you're not willing to be bold and have those opinions, take care. So I think they should use him in interview situations like, you know, Brady interviewing Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, we need to have these things happen where the greats interview the greats. And, like, Jordan should just do a series where he goes around the NBA interviewing the greatest players.
Yes, that's a guess.
And every one of these players is going to want to talk to Jordan. And I think you can get some compelling stuff because I hate to say this, but these guys are going to open up to Jordan more than they're going to open up to somebody like me.
He sits down with Anthony Edwards. He's like, son.
Exactly.
Let's start.
Yeah, right.
That's how they announce it.
Yeah.
Full circle here. One word on the Chiefs playing Christmas night.
Cool. Hate.
The juxtaposition is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just over it. I'm over Christmas in Kansas City.
Like, I'm excited about the night game.
It's cool once in a while.
If it was noon game, I wouldn't be excited.
I'd hate it.
Like, if this was the first time they played on Christmas in their franchise's history and it was a night game, hey, that's cool. Check it out. This Christmas, we're going to go here. This is year three in a row. Like, give it to somebody else.
Yep.
Somebody else's turn. Stale for me. That's my word. Stale. I'd rather do something else and worry about a football game because, again, like, I know we don't have to go, but kind of need to be in tune with it because it's kind of our job.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, I got to watch this game. It's Christmas, Dusty. I understand. Blame the schedule makers.
Watch the ratings for that one.
I mean, Christmas night would be huge.
That's not the issue.
No, but that's why they continue to do it. You know?
Put the Dolphins and the Packers on Christmas night. The ratings would still be great.
Right, and we'll watch.
Of course. And that's why the NFL knows it. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like Christmas games. It's just my personal opinion. Coming up on the other side, it's Tuesday, so Bob's got a threesome for you and Mac and myself. 913-586-7965. It's a Tuesday threesome here on Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Tuesday here with Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Liggins with you as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We'll get back into what the NBA was last night. Heartbreak warfare for Mac Morey. Red wine and Ambien. That's what John Mayer would tell you to take during heartbreak warfare.
You going to watch game five coming up tomorrow?
Of course.
Of course.
There you go.
You got to.
You're going to win game five and head this thing back to game six. Knicks win it in New York, right? Boston's got to defend that home floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the grand. They call that the grandfather sweep. You win three in a row, then you let them win one, then you come back home. The Knicks, they won yesterday. Nobody sat down. What was it? From like mid-third quarter all the way to the end of the game, sat down?
They were rocking.
That's crazy. I was awesome.
Like, no, it was
every
incredible.
Fan standing watching the entire game was great.
Yeah, like, even the one, just, Ben Stiller, even the Chalamets,
all
those guys.
I wasn't even trying to troll, but I'm just texting you two, and I'm saying – they're all standing, right? Minus the people that are literally sitting on the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, they were. Good for them.
That's
so
great.
They want game six in the Garden. And
the owner definitely does.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dolan's like, let's figure out a game six in here. Yeah.
hey, Tibbs.
Yeah.
Cool it, or I'll cut your hair.
That's right. And then you lose the series. Why'd you lose? Well, you told me to lose game five. Pivotal game five coming up tomorrow. But it makes a big difference without Jason Tatum on the floor. I still think the Knicks win that game last night without Jason Tatum, with Jason Tatum. I think the Knicks win that
probably,
game.
Yeah.
The series now is what we're talking about being changed.
It's over, yeah. And next season's over. Yeah.
So threesome Tuesday.
All right, let's do it. Microwaved bacon. Microwaved bacon.
Okay.
Guaranteed four runs a game for the Royals going forward. They will not score more than four. They will not score less than four in any game going forward. Or Cooper Flagg.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
Thank you.
I'm out on one.
I'm out on one, too.
That's insane. I'm also out on oven bacon. I can't get it right. I always.
It's Do you have the rack that goes on top of the cookie sheet to allow the air to circulate? And you have a Blackstone. Why are you ovening bacon?
Yeah, for sure. Blackstone bacon is the way to go, but if I do it in the oven, too crispy every time.
See, Jen likes it really crispy.
Ugh.
And the other day for Mother's Day, I didn't make it crispy enough, so I threw it back on the Blackstone to get it a little bit. But I also understand, like, you don't want to bite that fat either. No, you know, like, there's.
I like a good ratio.
Yeah. Okay.
I want my bacon to kind of be like Woody when Andy walks in the room.
Oh, okay.
A little stiff, a little limp.
Yeah. But you also don't want to gnaw on the fat.
No,
yeah.
I don't want that. But I do like when the edges are kind of chewy and the middle's
crispy. I'm
kind of
with you.
Or there's that thin little like chewy spot in the middle. Because
right.
I want to be able to dollop it in my egg yolk. I don't want to have to be like, mm-hmm. and it just like, it's breaking away.
Yeah.
So that's a hybrid. I'm weird. I get it.
Like, no, I'm kind of more on your side. Like, I like it crispier.
Now, BLT. Crisp that thing up all you want. Yeah. I have no care because I don't want to pull my sandwich away and be like, there's fat.
Right. There's nothing worse than the pull of the sandwich and half the meat stays on the bread
BLT,
and hanging out of your mouth. You don't like the meat hanging out of your mouth, do you, Mac?
No, never.
No.
I've been pounded this week.
That's right. So if I had to pick one, give me the four because there's 16-1 now with four or more runs. I love Cooper Flagg.
It's
I
not
really
four
do.
Or more. It's just four.
Yeah, four. So four runs, I'll take it. I think they
would you take your chances the rest of the year? The Royals have a 4-0 lead going in. They're not going to score. Will they make it hold up every single night?
How many starting pitchers have an ERA over four?
Yeah. I don't think any of them
do. Is that right?
Maybe Lorenzen does.
Okay.
Maybe Lorenzen. But I think they have the second best or the best ERA for starting pitchers this year. In Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they could win a World Series if that were the
case. So, if the Royals, I'm giving you four runs in every game. They're not going to score, but they're going to have a 4-0 lead to start. You taking that?
Reagan's has a 4-2-1.
Okay. Oh. He had one bad outing, though.
Lorenzen has a 3-5-7.
Oh, I was wrong.
Cole Reagan's has the highest ERA on your starting pitch.
Wow.
Today I learned. Yeah. Lugo 302.
Time
Waka,
for Omaha for him.
Yeah. Lugo 302. Waka 296. Bubich, who pitches tonight, 169. Lorenzen 357. Reagan's 421. So judging by four runs the rest of the year, you're going 4-1 every five games? Yeah, I'll take that.
You take that, yeah.
And I love Cooper. I do love Cooper.
He's great.
How's he going to play in Dallas?
I'll have a point guard. He'll have a center.
He'll be good once they move to Las Vegas.
Exactly.
How's that GM going to GM in Dallas with the most absolute fixed job you've ever seen in your life? Worst trade in sports history. Here's the first pick.
Here's the number one overall pick.
You can't do that.
Has anybody offered him a handful of beans yet for the number one pick?
Not yet.
Because that's coming, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you're a general manager in the NBA right now, you're effing with this guy. You're calling him up and go, how'd you like to trade me that number one pick? I got 2 first-round picks in 2052 when that Babador gets out of jail. You in?
It's 1st and 10 for him. I didn't know people microwave bacon. I'm still just.
Oh, yeah, they advertise it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I'm out on that. Like, if you're going to do bacon, do it the right way. Yeah. And for me, the right way is on the Blackstone now. Mm. I know not everybody has one. But take a cookie sheet, get the rack, put that rack in on top of the cookie sheet, and then the hot air circulates around the bacon in your oven, cooking it on both sides and making it crisp, and you get the desired bacon that you want. It is a game changer because then all the grease drips and your bacon isn't like cooking in that grease on the cookie sheet inside the oven. But man, you get that bacon going on the Blackstone and you're flipping it around and moving it and doing all that kind of stuff.
Ow, like, ow. It's popping.
Yeah, exactly. And it does do that. Yeah, you do have to watch.
Classic. Yeah.
You're getting grease burned for sure.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but the Blackstone bacon, man, it's just whole pound of it. Just
yeah. And then you got the grease and you're ready to go for whatever else you want to do. We've discovered, too, with the Blackstone, there's no need to buy boxed pancake mix anymore. We're making our own with flour and vanilla extract. Nice. 10 times better than anything you're going to get in the box.
Wow.
It is fantastic. Simple recipe I found online. It's like flour, a little bit of sugar, some baking powder, soda.
I'll have to try that.
Little vanilla. I've made strawberry pancakes. Ooh. I've made blueberry pancakes. Dang. I may do chocolate chip pancakes coming up here pretty quick.
Those are my favorite.
Chocolate chip ones? Mm. I love chocolate chip pancakes, too. They're really good. They're You don't need syrup. But, I mean, you want to smear butter and syrup all over them anyway? Go for
it. See, I get really fat if I do chocolate chip pancakes.
Whipped cream?
Nope. Smear a peanut butter, maple syrup on top.
Oh, wow.
You don't talk for about 3 days, which is nice for me. Yeah. People love when I eat chocolate chip pancakes. They're like, Dusty's quiet for 2 days. Silence. It's like, get him some more.
What about, like, Reese's Pieces in your pancake?
Eh, too hard. But if you did, like, the peanut butter chips with the chocolate chips, now you're onto something.
Yeah. But there's just something special about Reese's Pieces.
Just put a Reese's peanut butter cup in the middle of your pancake and see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. But
I may do that. I'm all about
experimenting. It's going to melt.
Yeah.
It's going to be right that middle bite.
They have those Reese's Thins out there now.
Put like four of them in your pancake. Nice. Leave that alone for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be actually really good. I think the kids would like that. Maybe.
I had a Reese's stick last night.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Said it very slowly there. A crispy wafer.
Yeah.
It was nice and creamy.
It's a
Kit
Kat.
Basically, but, Reese's version.
It's good. It's
was
good.
Really
is it good?
Good.
It's
it
not the
really
fast
good.
Break, but it's good.
More creamy than a Kit Kat. More
really?
Yes.
Like, does it has peanut butter? I'm assuming it's not just peanut butter wafers.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It was
so
great.
You suggest trying it?
Absolutely. Yeah, all day.
Smash. Does it come like the Kit Kat where you break them off, or is it like
No, it comes in four, right?
Four, yep.
Yeah, and they slide
in. They
there.
Slide, yep. That's all it is.
Somebody says M&M minis and pancakes is elite.
Ooh, yeah, that does sound really good. Yeah.
Yeah, the minis. That
yeah,
would
I was thinking about M&M's over the weekend, too, you know, doing some of those. But I opted with the healthy strawberries because we buy fruit and God forbid anybody eats anything.
So there's nothing to eat in the house.
Oh, I had it out last night. Were you over yesterday?
No, but I know that happens
because
a lot in your household.
I mean, there's nothing to eat and I lost it. I go, what do you want?
I don't know.
Then how is there nothing? I've got all kinds of food. And if you don't give me a list, I can't go to Hy-Vee and get what you want. If you don't tell me what you want, I'm not a mind reader. And quite honestly, I'm at the point now, too, where I'm kind of lost for ideas for the kids. And so, like, I go, whatever we make, you don't eat.
Do they know how to make their own grilled cheese?
They do that a lot now. Yeah. You know, Jen actually bought
a
loaf of bread.
I'm not making them at night, Dad.
Yeah, and she bought the bread at Hy-Vee and said, here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Go, I got a loaf of sourdough bread.
Best bread.
I go, why are you buying that? She goes, so they can make their own grilled cheese. I said, perfect.
Exactly. Nice.
And then they left the cheese in the refrigerator and didn't seal it back up. Now it's hard. What the hell was that?
Gosh. Oh,
now the cheese is hard because you left it out.
God, now I want peanut butter on my pancakes.
Those sound really good.
It's amazing, dude, because it like creams out. You know what I mean?
Oh, that sounds weird. No, like, no, it's, yeah.
It does, dude.
Yeah.
It thins out.
Thins out. Yeah, Oh, yeah.
You can feel it all the way down your Achilles. I'm sorry. We talk about the Celtics and Knicks from what Mac's reaction was last night and where Bob is. Plus, Dallas goes from Luka to Kupa. We talk about that as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.